Chapter 4. The Battle of the Farmyard. The animals in the farms near to Animal Farm soon learned about the rebellion. Napoleon and Snowball sent pigeons to talk to them and to tell them about the Seven Commandments. The other farmers were sorry for Mr. Jones, but at first they did not do anything to help him. The two nearest farmers to Animal Farm were Mr. Pilkington of Foxwood Farm and Mr. Frederick of Pinchfield Farm. These two men were not friends, and they never agreed about anything. The other farmers did not want their animals to get ideas from Animal Farm, so they laughed at the rebellion.
"Animals can't work a farm on their own," said one.
"Everything's going wrong," said another. "The animals are very hungry."
"They're fighting for food and killing one another," said a third.
Most of the animals did not believe the farmers' stories, and they told their own. They told of a wonderful farm where there were no people and the animals did everything. The animals on other farms wanted to do the same. Sheep on one farm broke a gate and ran into a field of corn. At another farm, cows kicked over the milk in the farmyard. And on other farms, horses stopped suddenly, throwing their riders over their heads and onto the ground. People were very worried. Early in October, some pigeons flew back to Animal Farm. They had bad news. Jones and all his men, and some men from Foxwood and Pinchfield, were walking up the road to the farm. They were carrying whips and sticks, and Jones at the front had a gun. The animals were not surprised. Snowball told everyone where to go, and in a minute or two, they were ready. When the men got near to the farm buildings, by the gate into the farmyard, 35 pigeons flew at their heads, while some geese attacked the men's legs. Then Snowball, Muriel, Benjamin, and the sheep attacked the men. But with their sticks and whips, the men were too strong. Snowball shouted to the other animals, and they ran back into the farmyard. The men followed them. Snowball wanted this, and the animals were ready. Suddenly, the cows, horses, and pigs all attacked the men from behind. Snowball ran at Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones saw him and fired his gun. It killed a sheep, but Snowball pushed Jones to the ground. Boxer was up on his back legs, hitting the men with his front hooves. One young man from Foxwood fell to the ground and did not get up. The men were now very frightened. They turned and ran out of the farmyard and back towards the road. The animals followed, pushing and kicking them. The young man was still on the ground, and Boxer was very unhappy.
"I didn't want to kill anyone," he said.
"Don't cry about it," said Snowball. "Remember, the only good man is a dead man."
"Where's Molly?" asked Clover. Nobody knew. They went to look for her and found her in the barn. She was frightened. When they came back to the farmyard, they saw that the young man was not dead. He was running away. The animals agreed that the battle needed a name. They called it the Battle of the Farmyard.